Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios are lit up and ready to run through the fastest hour in national radio with you today. No doubt about that. We know that to be the case. Not going to talk about Katie Couric right now. You all know she's a charlatan and a fraud. She's been outed. I have some more information on that, but we had two great hours over the last 2 weeks. And this program, I'm proud to say, played an instrumental role in Katie Couric's outing as a fraud and a charlatan. I do have some email, one great email in particular, about the whole Katie Couric thing I want to get to later. But that story continues to get legs, and we're very proud to have had a part in it in its infancy. When the writer of the story, Stephen Gutowski, who broke the story, came on this program as it was breaking, before it made the news that it made now, he was on this program. And we know for a fact that the show was very instrumental in that word getting out there. You know, a lot of social media moving at that exact moment in time. And the story took off from there. So now you've got the regular pundits and all that stuff. And, you know, a quick word about the pundits, by the way, you know, the talking heads on other radio programs. Let me say this. While they go back to doing what they do, talking about, you know, whatever the story du jour is that the mainstream media cooks up that they have to talk about, they'll waste your time talking about transgender bathrooms, which is just a media-driven story. It's a joke. Never been an issue in my lifetime before. Has it ever been an issue in yours? No. But as the media does, they make stories up. They run with it. Obama says, and it just continues, and it's a joke, and they move on. 11 states have sued. And they lend credibility to these dopey arguments by spending, you know, day after day after day on this crap. Meanwhile, while the rest of the pundits and the talking heads on America's airwaves and on the, you know, news programs, if that's what you want to call it, the morning shows, and the rest of them, while they move on, we will continue talking about what we do here, because unlike the rest of them who really, truly exploit one story to latch on to, we know that our rights are under attack, vicious attack, every single day. You know that story. You know, you hear me say from time to time, can we really talk about this for an hour every week? Of course, referring to a question my mother asked me years ago when the Monster broadcast was just a one-hour show heard inside the perimeter, the Beltway, in Atlanta. Of course we can. We don't have enough time with 6 days a week that we have together. So, you know, we're going to work on fixing that too. So the Couric thing, you know, let the rest of the pundits and the talking heads, we continue to do what we do here and bring you the things that matter to our right to bear arms, which are under attack every day, not just when one story makes the news cycle, and you're smart enough to know that. So I have a couple things. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's just Memorial Day weekend. You're either hearing this show before your weekend started or you're listening to it right after it ended, depending on whether or not you listen to the show today or whether you hear it on podcast, whichever, makes no difference to me. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm depressed today. I'm kind of sad. I'm depressed. I'd like to say I was looking forward to a great start of a weekend, and I am. And don't get me wrong, I will have a great weekend. I never forget what Memorial Day is all about. And then a couple things. I guess I'll start with this one. I got a phone call yesterday let me just put it this way, because it is a befitting story on Memorial Day, and it's a very personal story. And I moved to Florida years ago, and when I did, I literally went, I sold everything. I sold everything I had. My car did a 360 on the Schuylkill Expressway, and I said, that's it. I'm done with this. And at the time, I had a girlfriend whose father lived in Brandon, Florida, and she wanted to move to Florida to be closer to her dad and rekindle a relationship, and I was ready to get the hell out of Pennsylvania for the second time, taking a transfer with the company I was with, and couldn't wait. And that was the catalyst right there. That was it. It never hit the wall, by the way. No harm to the vehicle, but, man, I'll never forget that. But 2 weeks later, I went to work the next day, put in a two-week notice, sold all my stuff. And that was before the Internet, and it was before eBay. You know, you had to put a little ad in the paper. And I had a guy literally come to my house who answered an ad in the paper and picked up, basically bought everything I owned, bought my furniture, everything. What clothes I took with me, I packed in three suitcases, and I had a close friend of mine, Tyrone Duncan, man that I worked with and got to be good friends with, take me to the airport after my furniture was sold. And my girlfriend had already moved down to Florida a month ahead of me. She even took my dog with her. So it took me that long to get rid of my stuff. And boy, I did. But when I went down there, her and I didn't last long. You know? And when she split, I was solo. You know what I'm saying? Did not live in a good area. And most of you know the story about where I lived in the hood and Suitcase City and all that. You've heard it before. And you can read about it in my book. But it wasn't long after that I found out that I had a cousin that was living down there not too far. He was in Orlando and I was in Tampa. So it was nice, you know. I got to talking with him, you know, a little bit. We got together a number of times. He was working at Disney World. And he would later, you know, life gets in the way, right? I began a business and took another job and just real life gets in the way. People go their own ways. And my cousin did the same thing. And in 1999, he became a sheriff's deputy down in Collier County, which is the Naples area, very beautiful. He lived in Lee County in Lehigh Acres. And we'd lost touch. Now, keep in mind, I have a huge family. I have over 80 cousins, first cousins on my mother's side of the family alone, if you can buy that. It's true. She was one of, my mother not was, is one of 16 children, and they all have a brood. Let me put it that way. So I have a lot of cousins on that side of the family. But my cousin, a veteran, Army, Iraq War veteran, and a deputy and an all-around loved guy, yesterday was killed in an automobile crash on his way to work, 5:11 in the morning. And 48 years old. So very befitting to remember him today. I'll just leave it at that. Obama goes to Hiroshima. Doesn't apologize. Says he's not going to apologize anyway. Did you read the text of his speech? My cousin, but let me go back to my cousin briefly. I have to go there. I apologize. Mark Lucenti, 48 years old. Collier County is short, a great man. I have the story on Armed American Radio Facebook page, should you care to read it. And keep him and his family in your prayers on Memorial Day. That we would appreciate that. So I'll go back to Obama quickly. He didn't apologize in Hiroshima. I'm going to be honest with you. He had no business being there. You know, this guy's all about him. Give me a photo op. Let me go to Cuba. Let me go here. Let me go on my apology tour. And he starts his Hiroshima speech off with this. 71 years ago, on a bright cloudless morning, death fell from the sky and the world was changed. A flash of light and a wall of fire destroyed a city and demonstrated that mankind possessed the means to destroy itself. I read this speech and it sickened me. Not just because I don't like Barack Obama, but Barack Obama never mentioned what Japan did to earn that destruction. And they earned it. They earned every bit of it. They earned both of them. What do I always say here on this program? When you attempt to take someone's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness from them, you lose your right to all three of the above. I didn't see or read Barack Obama talking about the American GI. Saving the world from Japanese imperialism or German fascism and the sacrifices of the men I met days earlier in Louisville, Kentucky. I heard a veiled apology from a man who has bowed to foreign leaders on several occasions. So I think it's fitting when we come back from this break, I'm going to talk about America's veterans, and you know who you are, as we, depending on when you're listening, go into Memorial Day weekend or come right out of it, with personal stories. And remember my cousin, who lost his life yesterday, and someone else in my family. And I told this story back on Memorial Day weekend in 2015, and I think based on this, I don't know what you want to call it, from Obama in Japan, but I'm going to remind you about America's real heroes when we come back, unlike the current president we have, who's about ready to leave, thank goodness.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Memorial Day weekend, I want you to have a great time. I want you to grill hard, man. Grill hard. Grill hard. That's, you know, I'll do that. Same thing. But I want you to remember what this weekend is about. And we can never forget why we can grill hard. And, of course, my extended family was reminded of that in a very difficult way yesterday. And all of Collier County, Florida, all of the sheriffs, the huge sheriff's department down there on the black bands covering the badges, the community, the entire Collier County community is Les, one amazing person. And if you're interested in reading about him, he has a tremendous story. You can read it at Facebook, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. It's posted up there from the Naples Daily News, the story about it, and read a little bit about him and what he meant to the community. And not just to the community, but, you know, he went back to Iraq on missions. And that nearly cost him his life. It's truly an amazing story. And it's people like that that make it possible for us to talk about these things and to grill hard and to carry a firearm when we do it. And when I hear these words from Obama today, and, you know, I'm angry, I'm depressed, but it just jumped out at me. Well, take a listen to more. The war that reached its brutal end in Hiroshima and Nagasaki was fought among the wealthiest and most powerful of nations. Their civilizations had given the world great cities and magnificent art. Their thinkers had advanced ideas of justice and harmony. They also wrought death to millions. Terrible, horrible suffering to millions. And I want to tell you something Harry Truman said while Barack Obama's talking about, oh, we can just get over this. Oh, he didn't come out and say, I'm sorry, but he did. Go read it for yourself. Listen to what Harry Truman said. Having found the bomb, we have used it. We have used it against those who attacked us without warning at Pearl Harbor, against those who have starved and beaten and executed American prisoners of war, against those who have abandoned all pretense of obeying international laws of warfare. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. And you know what Obama needs to do? He needs to be over here, and that's what he needs to be saying. And stay the hell out of Japan and Cuba. That's all I got to say about that. You ever heard of the Martin B-26 Marauder? Much maligned aircraft, while loved dearly by its crews. It was given names such as the Widowmaker, One-Way Ticket, Martin Marauder, the Flying Coffin, the Coffin Without Handles, and the B-Dash Crash. That's according to B-26.com. You can read it. It's there. There were so many takeoff accidents, according to B-26.com, at MacDill Airfield down in Tampa, Florida. Still there. CENTCOM, by the way. Love you guys. You're listening on 860 AM, The Answer. We love you guys down there in my home, man. I miss you guys. According to B-26.com, there were so many takeoff accidents at MacDill Field during early 1942 that the phrase, one a day into Tampa Bay, came to be a commonplace lament. On November 3, 1943, a formation of the 323rd Bomb Group's B-26s, led by 22-year-old Captain Anthony Tony Geiser, heading up the formation as pilot of the lead aircraft with his crew, second pilot, First Lieutenant Challenger L. Lesher. He was 26. Navigator, First Lieutenant Thomas Savino, no age given. We can put him in that mid-20s, more than likely. Bombardier, First Lieutenant Maxwell Stadler, he was 23. Radio operator Sergeant William G. Fortwängler, he was 32. He was the old guy of the bunch. Gunner, Sergeant Pellegrino P. Lombardo, 23 years old, and tail gunner, talk about having some stones, Sergeant James R. Kitchell, he was 23. 22-year-old Captain Geiser, heading up that formation with that crew I just mentioned, took off for a mission to destroy Amsterdam's Schiphol Airfield.
from an unknown family member of Lieutenant Lesher's. There are records of this. Lieutenant Lesher being the second pilot. He was the co-pilot to 22-year-old Captain Anthony Geiser. This is from one of the, his family members. After the U.S. entered the war, aircraft were stationed in England in order to attack Germany by day. I don't need to tell you about Germany's role. I'll let Obama tell it. In only the way he can. The strategic role of Amsterdam Schiphol Airfield grew, and the Germans stationed day fighters, mainly ME-109s, the Messerschmitts, brutal aircraft, and some Focke-Wulf 190s. These were Germany's top-of-the-line fighters. Germans stashed it at the base, which were ordered to attack the U.S. formations on their way to Germany. This airfield was the nearest to the North Sea and therefore the shortest to the U.S. aircraft on their way. The airfield became a threat to the U.S. aircraft and had to be bombed. On 29 July 1943, B-26s of the 323rd Bomb Group tried to attack the airfield for the first time, but the mission failed due to improper landfall. On 3 October 1943, the mission was repeated with two bomb groups, and Schiphol was bombed, but the damage was not large. A next mission was planned on 16 October 1943, but this mission was canceled. On November 3, 1943, 18 B-26s of the 322nd, 323rd, 386th, and 387th Bomb Group took off in the afternoon to attack this heavily defended airfield. At about 15:50 hours, the B-26s started their bomb run, and all hell broke loose as the German flak burst all around the bombers. The Germans tried to do everything in order to protect their important base. The 322nd Bomb Group was the first to attack. Thereafter, the 387th Bomb Group, after which came the 323rd Bomb Group. This is from the missing crew report. Quoting, the formation made a 90-degree turn to the target. As they approached the start point of the bomb run, fire from ground defense positions became intense. This formation was under fire from 7 known permanent and 6 gun batteries and from additional mobile flak in the area. In addition to the direct fire, a barrage of HFF was seen ahead of that formation along the course it would have to fly on the bombing run. Up to the start of that bombing run, the formation used evasive tactics, and Captain Anthony Tony Geiser successfully kept his element in position in the face of incredibly intense opposition. Remember, he's 22 years old. 22 years old. The kid. I'm going to finish this story about what a U.S. president ought to be remembering when we come back right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, here in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, continuing on with what is becoming really a Memorial Day weekend tradition here. I told this story verbatim last year on the Monster broadcast, and we'll do so again on the Monster broadcast, not just this show, but to reach an even larger audience. So if you're a podcast listener, apologize if it's redundant, but I don't apologize because it is a great story. It's an American story, and it's worth hearing. It's worth hearing. I'm telling a story about the 323rd Bomb Group attacking Schiphol Airfield in Amsterdam on November 3rd, 1943. I'll continue. And I was reading from the missing crew report, and I will continue. Approximately 5 seconds after the bombing run began, the left wing of Captain Geiser's ship was hit by a close burst of heavy flak. Remember, he's 22. Immediately, a long stream of fire swept back from the wing and began to spread, of course. At this point in the bombing run, it was imperative for the success of the mission to keep the aircraft under control and in formation. Now, if you're like me, you're picturing this. I do. I picture this. I see this in my head. I see the old black and white TV shows of the pilot and the co-pilot and the flak bursting around the wings and in front of them as they're in formation. And out the aircraft windows, you can see the other aircraft in formation. I give you that visual. If the airplane had swung sharply either to the left or right, there was danger of a collision. And in any event, the formation would have been broken up and the effectiveness of the bombing attack destroyed.
Captain Geyser immediately feathered his left propeller and by brilliant flying techniques kept his ship on course and in formation. Now, he'd been hit, remember. His left wing was burning. And 22-year-old man kept that ship on course and in formation as the lead aircraft. With the ship under control, he proceeded to lose altitude very slowly to minimize danger to the other airplanes in the formation if his airplane exploded. Think about that. The fire along the right wing was spreading despite efforts taken to bring it under control. See, I got left wing and right wing burning. The fire along with the right wing was spreading despite efforts to bring it under control. It was clear to observers in the formation that the airplane was doomed, unquote. Needless to say, the aircraft, which was named Jake's Jerks, according to a communique to headquarters, quoting, bursting into flames, it dropped out of formation and fell rapidly with the wing off. No one was seen to have left the airplane. No one was seen to leave the airplane, excuse me. It was reported by witnesses in the formation that 22-year-old Captain Anthony Tony Geyser eased the aircraft out of formation to save countless lives on board other aircraft in his formation. He would later be posthumously awarded a Distinguished Service Cross for his heroic actions that day. Believe it or not, there is actually one photograph of Geyser's craft going down in flames, taken aboard another aircraft in his formation. That photo appears in the book B-26 Marauder at War by Roger Freeman. I've seen it. It is an amazing photograph. The crew's remains were found and would later be placed in shallow graves by the Germans. On November 12th and 13th, 1943, the remains of the crew were put in coffins and were buried at the Amsterdam New Eastern Cemetery on November 15th, 1943, at 1530 hours. Amazing, the information that we have. On February 26th, 1946, the remains were taken to Belgium for further identification. On January 29th, 1949, Sergeant Kitchell was buried at Margraten. Sergeant Fortwängler was buried April 28th, 1949, at Neuville. The others were transported to the U.S. and were buried on January 29th, 1951, at the Arlington National Cemetery in Section 12. If you know anything about Arlington Cemetery, the crews who went down together were most times and buried together, known as collective grave sites. The stones are etched with the names of the flight crews who went down together. Anthony Tony Geyser's crew is no different. Those who are buried there collective in that collective site are etched in that headstone. How do I know that? I've been to that grave site. I've stared at that headstone. I've prayed for the crew, and I've silently thanked them over the years for what they gave up that afternoon during a bombing run to help destroy Hitler's lethal war machine. See, I've heard stories of Captain Geyser since I was a very small child. I heard the details of the family being notified of his death and how devastated Tony's family was. I remember sitting around when his sister told me herself, when I went to visit her as a very young man, at the kitchen table in Trotwood, Ohio. You see, Captain Geyser, the 22-year-old hero piloting that warbird on November 3rd, 1943, was my grandmother's brother, my father's uncle, my great-uncle, an American hero of the greatest generation. I've seen the newspaper clippings, the family has them. Both of my grandparents have passed on. My grandmother living to almost 96 years old. Passed away not too long ago, actually. And she'd bust out the newspapers, and we'd talk about it, and it was fascinating to me when I was a kid to learn about my great Uncle Tony. I'm sure, and I know you do, you have your own hero in your family, maybe from that generation, the greatest generation, maybe from this generation, or the last. I know you do. We all do. Without them, we wouldn't be here today talking about our rights, nor would we be a free nation. So today, as each of us remembers not only our own Tony Geiser, we remember all of America's fallen heroes from every generation. Without them, life here would be very different. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, Mr. Obama? Wouldn't it? The 8-year apology tour is coming to a close. That's all I've got to say about that. When so many of us have stories like this in our own families, who have looked out at those crosses at Arlington, or not far up the road from me, the Georgia National Cemetery. You have a national cemetery in your state where you live. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you know somebody resting there. Maybe you know somebody resting in Arlington. Maybe you go there frequently. I like to say this about America when I hear all this progressive liberal garbage, and that's what it is. It's progressive liberal garbage about America's role in the world. As the progressive liberal machine tries to cut America to her knees at every twist and turn, every opportunity they get. And as the Europeans jump on the socialists, the leftists who hate America, let me remind you of this. In just the last century, America has either kicked your ass or saved it. And don't you forget it. We'll be right back.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Yeah, take a listen to something else Obama said today in his Hiroshima speech, as he never talked about those people. One of whom, I just read you, of a young man who gave up his life and his crew. And many, many more like him. Many more like him. I want you to listen to Obama protect Islam and defend it in Hiroshima speech today. Did you happen to catch this? I don't listen to the other talkers and pundits. I just simply don't. I watch news late at night before I go to bed. I'll catch some stuff I've recorded, but I don't watch it. I don't listen to other talk radio programs. I just don't pay attention to it. You know why? Because I can tell you everything they talked about when I get my email the next day. Because all the top talk topics come to me in an email, and you know there's three of them, and 30 of them are all talking about the same three topics. The only time they talk about this topic is when another fraud is exposed by shows like this and writers like Steven. But I what? That's right. I digress. Yeah, the president of the United States today in Japan defended and protected. Listen to this veiled. Listen to this. Every great religion promises a pathway to love and peace and righteousness, and yet no religion has been spared from believers who have claimed their faith as a license to kill. Jeez. Good Lord. I could get myself thrown off the air if I responded to that the way I feel like it. I want you to listen to what he said. That is why we come to this place. We stand here in the middle of this city and force ourselves to imagine the moment the bomb fell. We force ourselves to feel the dread of children confused by what they see. We listen to a silent cry. We remember all the innocents killed across the arc of that terrible war and the wars that came before and the wars that would follow. And I would like to remind Obama the wars that that country started, by the way, pal, and that this one finished. See my final statement from the last segment. Also, I'd like to remind him of what Truman said. Quoting from the public papers of the presidents, Harry S. Truman, 1945, page 197. Look it up.
The Japanese began the war from the air at Pearl Harbor. They have been repaid many-fold. And I want to repeat that other line. Having found the bomb, we've used it. We have used it against those who attacked us without warning at Pearl Harbor, against those who have starved and beaten and executed American prisoners of war, against those who have abandoned all pretense of obeying international laws of warfare. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. That number, by the way, was estimated to be over 1 million American lives by the time the decision was made to drop those two bombs to end it before those lives were lost. And Obama stands there and feels the dread of the Hiroshima citizen who did not die because of America, but died because of their government's actions against this country. And as Harry Truman said, the Japanese began the war from the air at Pearl Harbor. They have been repaid many-fold. I didn't hear Obama talk about the death and destruction wrought on the citizens, innocents, and military in Pearl Harbor. In that statement, I'll reread it again, but I can't find it. Good Lord. Now, you talk about an upside down world. It's just a flat out upside down world. It's progressive, socialist, un-American, fairy dust fart sniffing la la land with these people. It's just amazing. Go back to Katie Couric one time. I'll get off that subject. We'll close out the program with a couple things. Many of you have sent me the link from the Huffington Post about Katie Couric. Let me tell you something about this. When a progressive titan like Couric loses the Huffington Post, you know you're in trouble. Okay? The HuffPo, believe it or not, and I have this up on my Facebook page, facebook.com/armedamericanradio. And, Sean, you want to check the live feed. I am getting information that the live stream isn't running. Here's a pro tip for Katie Couric before she does another documentary. Don't delete arguments you solicit. And I got to tell you, I don't like much of what I read at HuffPo, but this is one of the best pieces I've ever read it at HuffPo, if not the single best piece I've ever read at Huffington Post. So this is this tells you everything you need to know. You lose the Huffington Post and you're a progressive titan like Katie Couric, you're in trouble and you have problems. You need to fix some things in your life. And I would start with retirement. Just incredible stuff. Got a great email here from Redneck Nav. I love this. Redneck Nav. I don't know your name, but I love this email. Mark, I'm listening to yesterday's podcast, and I'm trying to understand your shock and outrage at Katie Couric's latest stunt. To me, it's like Charlie Brown being shocked that Lucy yanked the football away. What else did you expect? Where you see a titan, I see a has-been working for an internet backwater news agency. Neither she nor her employers, current or former, have ever been on our side. They have never treated us fairly, so I fail to see why you expect something different now. I don't think this will change journalism, which is what I said yesterday. News outlets strive not for the truth, but to tell stories for profit. As long as Katie says what her audience, parentheses, made up largely of rich, older, anti-gun white people, want to hear, she'll keep selling them stories. Where you see a game-changing event, I see a quote-unquote water is wet story. Perhaps I'm just jaded. Props to VCDL for anticipating this. Keep the faith. Oh, Travis, there you go, Travis. Love your email handle there, by the way, Travis. I think I've read you on the air before, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no, I don't disagree with you. But let me explain a couple things here, because since you brought them up. This was not a normal editing photo. This was not cut words out on paper. This was a let's take video. Let's go back to the group after we can't use this. And let's get video that we can cut up, that we can intentionally put on film to make look stupid. This wasn't just a simple edit left on the floor, like not having John Lott on the program. This was complete and total manipulation. And the reason I'm shocked about it is, like everybody else is, that Katie Couric wouldn't think that this might not come out. And it wouldn't have if it weren't for VCDL, as you say. Props to VCDL, Virginia Citizens Defense League, for anticipating this. And you say, well, you see a Titan. She is a Titan, whether you like that or not. No. Not trying to come after you here, Travis. I agree with your email 100%. I truly do. And I understand exactly what your position is. But she is a Titan. Wasn't she? Great email. Thanks. Send them to me. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Remember, carry on, carry off, to carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your caves without your clubs. Guys, gals, doesn't make any difference. Protect your brood. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend, but don't forget why it's here. See you on the radio on the Monster Show.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.